How you doing? It is 12:32. We are here with Bobby Asadourian and Suzanne Soto-Davis. Suzanne is from Silver and Gold Magazine. And Bob, always good to see you.
Good to see you, John. How are you today?
Always better to see Suzanne. You understand
that. Thank you. Hi, John.
Welcome, Suzanne. I'm so very happy you could come today.
Thanks, Bobby. I'm glad to be here.
And congratulations. You're expanding further with Silver and Gold,
yes.
Right?
Yes. As many listeners may not know, Silver and Gold is a magazine focusing locally for adults 55+, and we've just expanded into the Mississauga area. So welcome, Mississauga.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And yes, it's very specific to local issues. Actually, the cover of the September-October, our coffee, the good, the bad, the debate, is something that you actually were involved in personally.
Yes, I was.
And so normally where you're considered the boss of the magazine, you decided to get down and write a little bit as well, which is cool.
And I love it, yes.
But a lot of local stuff, a lot of Golden Horseshoe stories.
Oh, definitely. Many upcoming events and classifieds, and everybody likes to get involved in the magazine. Right now we're working on our November-December issue, and we're focusing on bazaars and Christmas events.
Of course.
So, yes,
yeah.
Definitely. It's
I was
great.
Teasing people yesterday. I was teasing people that today marks the, 3 months to Christmas date.
Three months
to Christmas Eve, right? 24th.
John, I've always had the utmost respect for this magazine because it's unique. It caters.
And you're in it.
Well, I'm in it. That helps.
That's right.
I respected it even before then. It has, it focuses on a very special demographic of the population, seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have customers of all different age groups, but again, I treat my seniors differently, and I like to think differently than most other contractors do. And most certainly, Suzanne treats seniors via her magazine much differently than they would reading, for a variety of reasons, other publications, everything from the type of paper, the size of the print, the type of articles and stories.
They are number one as far as Suzanne is concerned.
Yes.
Well, yes. But, our magazine focuses on adults 55+, I should say, because many of them don't like to be called seniors.
True.
But within that demographic, there are many micrographics. So we try to focus on a little bit of everything for everybody.
Being 52 and having the hair color that I do, I've been asked if I, qualify for a senior's discount. So I understand why the word senior is repulsive to some people.
Yes.
It certainly was to me at that moment.
We're all going to become seniors. I mean, every day.
Unless you get a good discount. Then
yes,
it's a good
exactly
word.
Right.
Then it helps.
Yes. And of course, I didn't qualify, so it hurt even more. Well, let's talk about some seniors' issues, because there was, I believe, one senior in particular who we were talking last time you were here about that electrician
who had the. Hopefully, they're listening in again.
Yes, the
that was amazing.
The two quotes: the guy who would go to your door and say, "Okay, you can have this price, and I'll be a papered employee, or you can have this 60% off," and everybody was taking the 60% off. We actually know, you say you know of a senior who actually had this.
One of the homeowners, and he was a senior. Now, for a lot of reasons, not just for seniors or, people age 55+, people are falling prey or victim to this gentleman. I shouldn't be calling him a gentleman.
Mm.
Again, it's a matter of economics. We're in troubled times for a lot of reasons. The depression, they have many terms on what they're calling it. Bank of Canada says we're out of it now.
Right.
I think that's a little premature. But when people are given such a choice of up to a 60% savings, they're going to take it. They're going to fall for it. Now, seniors or older people, they're on fixed incomes. When you're on a fixed income, that's it. This is the amount of money you have in your budget. He's really crafting it very carefully. And it's just disgusting what he's doing. The ESA came on board. They called. They agreed. There's a lot of things. Well, there's nothing you should do cash. There's nothing you do off the books or whatnot, but especially electrical work for so many reasons that you and I have talked about on and off air.
Yeah, I would actually put plumbing in that category as well. But electricity, that's scary.
Well, plumbing, it shouldn't drown you. You'll get some damages in the home. It's not the Titanic going down, but electricity.
No, that'll kill you.
It can. It'll kill you.
Well, there's something to be said also about seniors, because I was doing some research for the magazine and discovered that fraud is the number one crime against seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Funny enough, but.
I'll be talking about a crime against seniors with Sergeant Terry Lynn Collings coming up later in the show. There's this woman going around distracting people, this 83-year-old woman asked her to help read a label. And while she was helping her read a label, somebody else was pickpocketing her.
Yes.
It happens all the time to
and
seniors.
And funny enough, fraud can even be done by their own families, which is pretty scary as well.
That's always in the media. Actually, that disgusts me. Like when that happens, when I read about that in the paper, that seniors are victimized by their own nephews, nieces,
mm-hmm.
that's outright disgusting. Oh, I mean, exactly. These people, they're family.
Yes.
But, I mean, aside from economics, like you were talking about, Bobby, there's also the way they grew up. They grew
trust.
Up with an open door policy
trust, exactly.
and trust. They like to help people out. And economic times play a big part of it. But they're very savvy with money, so they're looking for savings.
A savings. And this gentleman, too, again, not a gentleman. I promise I'm going to stop calling him that. This fraudulent electrician, what he's doing also is he's trying to relate to them on a level of it's us against the government. Taxes, you know, the government, he's throwing that line at them that, you know, why should the government profit with the permit? Why should they profit with the taxes? That makes the cost, that inflates the cost. So he's very crafty. He's very creative and smooth. And again, I've also had a chance to see his work, you know, firsthand there. And it doesn't even look like something that would pass from a first-year apprentice.
We were talking about how the wires were put
behind,
around the stud instead of through
the 2x3s and the 2x4s.
Yeah.
It's a trust issue.
Now, speaking of which, there was a contractor or a handy person who...
A roofer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who is, I believe, now behind bars. Is that...
Where he belongs. I'm very pleased to say I'm sitting here today as a contractor, and he's sitting in Barton detention.
That's right, for a reason.
For a reason.
Yeah.
Again, very, very crafty individual. He seemed to be very smooth, and I do know that it was a couple of seniors as well that were taken under his, through his by his scheming.
Mm-hmm.
This individual, very good salesman. You know, he had some people skills, obviously, but he had no roofing or construction skills. He was simply living off deposits, changing company names, getting rid of phone numbers, and apparently he did this for quite some time, and he made a lot of money. But the problem is our legal system started to jump ship here from construction to the legal system, and sometimes they can intertwine. But the problem is there won't really be restitution because the way I read the Spectator story, mm-hmm. I believe he'll be in jail for X amount of time. Once he's out of jail, he does have to pay back this money, but it's not tied to jail time. Now, if the legal system had a half a brain, they would have said, cause, I mean, I believe almost $80,000 in restitution, money that has to be paid back. So if they had any brains, I mean, they would say every 6 months, X amount of dollars, you got to submit to the courts, and we'll then resubmit it to your victims via restitution. If you don't, you get 30 days in jail every time. So if they tied it to jail versus payback, he would do what he can do to pay back the money. Mm-hmm. But simply, from what I understand, it's just a civil situation now. They can sue him, or obviously he does have to pay it back, but they won't mix civil with jail time. So there's no incentive for him to go work when most of his wages are going to go into the restitution pool to pay back the victims. So I'm sure he's going to fall on our social system.
Exactly.
A burden to the social system.
Right.
But the problem is,
the
problem is people that do these type of crimes, it's their mentality because, you know, they can go in and out of jail, but when they come out, they'll still have that fraudulent mentality.
Oh, of course. I'm sure.
And they make
this
a living.
He'll be in jail many more times.
We really have to mention that there is no easy way to make a quick buck.
No, not at all.
You have to work hard for it. And if you're going to hire a contractor, if you're a senior or anybody else for that matter, you really have to look into what they do, their reputation, before even hiring them.
Yeah, there's a whole moral question, and I don't want to veer too far off the subject here, but when you're a liar, when you're just whether you're a compulsive or pathological or whatever liar, the size of a lie doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Because, you know, it can be a little white lie or it can be a huge lie. You don't morally care how big the lie is. For you and I, we... If somebody lies, it's very important to us, regardless of the size of the lie.
Correct.
A little white lie, just, you know, you look really good in that shirt, whatever. those are silly little things. But when someone lies big, it really means something to us. It hurts us. But for liars, for people who do that all the time, doesn't mean
they make a living out of this.
Right,
exactly.
So they're going to, you know, that person, like you say, that person's going to come out of jail and they'll say, yeah, I'll pay the money back. But, you know,
you think the legal system should have had the brains to incorporate... If you don't pay it back, I mean, make it small, proper amounts, something that can be realistic, that shows he's working, make an effort. Tie it to jail time again. That's the only way he's going to pay back the money. But if he knows he doesn't have to go to jail again, he'll either work cash or he won't work. He'll go on social assistance, which takes anybody these days.
Well, exactly. He can just claim bankruptcy, can't he?
Well, no, he's bankrupt. He's shut down. He's down and under. But I guess when he gets out of jail, they expect him, whether it's a restaurant, fast food, whatever he does, they want him to pay restitution. He's going to try, I'm sure, or they believe he'll try, but there's no jail time tied to it. There's no fact to say if you don't show at least that you're paying some money back to the pool to go into a fund to go to these people you victimize, you're going to go back to jail.
The problem
That's
is
not
then,
a part of his release.
But the problem is then they're talking about who's paying for the jail time.
Well, true. So, well, I know we pay for his jail time, and we'll pay for him when he's on social assistance.
And I think it comes down to lawyers as well. You know, if the lawyer had been there to say, "Here's the stipulations we'd like to see,"
yeah, true.
Then that would have been the case.
Yeah, in this case, the Crown. If the Crown would have imposed that as a stipulation,
right?
That's what I would have liked to seen. But you know, get money back to the victims.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about let's take a break and come back and talk a little about your column, specific column that you've got in Silver and Gold for the September-October edition. It is 12:43. This is Experts on Call with Bobby Asadourian of Triple R Inc., Triple R Contracting. We're back in a moment on Experts on Call from Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820. And Bobby Asadourian is here. Just Ask Bob is what we like to call the Experts on Call segment, but Triple R Inc. Contracting. And let's talk a little bit about, while we're sitting here talking about publications, we've got the Just Ask Bob column, of course, that you do in the Gold magazine. Suzanne Soto Davies here from the magazine with you today. Another publication is the book that you've now got in an actual bookstore. It's on an actual shelf in a bookstore. You don't have to go to a website to
get
it.
Finally, where it belongs. while we're on that topic, and actually I'd like to introduce this to every show we do. I'd like to do a little thank you segment because I have a few thank yous to do now. I mean, what kind of person would I be if I didn't thank those that deserved it?
Sure.
So the first thank you is to the good people at Cole's Bookstore, the Cole's Bookstore at Eastgate Square.
See, I would have gone with my mom first.
Well, I should have. Well, even the title of the book, Mom. So very big thanks, Miss Louise Rolfe. She's the manager at Eastgate Square Cole's Bookstore, where the book is now available for sale.
Hi, Louise.
Hello, Louise, if you're listening. See, it's so important. Being on the website is nice. I mean,
if you're listening? Of course.
Well, of course. When you're listening. Because this will also be on my website. So if she's not listening it to today, she can be hearing it on the website within a few weeks. The book's always been available, you know, through my website, through Lulu. But again, seniors, even friends and family, people have joked about going on the shopping cart system and buying it. Are they going to be inundated with nonsense emails from the book publishing company? So there are drawbacks and limitations to having it, you know, only online.
Right.
Now that it's in a real legitimate bookstore, it makes all the sense in the world. People can go in, they can feel it, touch it, you know, leaf through it, look at it. Just don't read the whole thing in the store. They won't appreciate that.
No, that's right. It's like what I do in a card shop. I read every single card before I buy one.
Before you pick it up. Yeah. Another big thanks to Miss Roseanne Grosvenor of the Hamilton Spectator. Miss Roseanne Grosvenor has a section that she writes stories on her columns. It's called Who Does That? It's about people in the community that have done something different or something unique. She will be coming to my home office, this upcoming Monday. This upcoming Monday at 12 noon, she'll be coming by for some Greek sweets. I know you're listening, so I told you to listen. So, yes, we're going to have the Greek pastries there.
I'm guessing that you're not behind making the Greek
pastries.
Well,
no. As I told, and
you might have built a shelf for the Greek pastries, but I'm thinking someone else in the family might have been involved.
Well, it made so much sense that you told me to thank my mom. My mom's been in Greece for the last few months, but she's back now. And believe me, she'll be baking all weekend, and she'll be throwing some salad in the mix. So we're going to have a beautiful spread. Thanks to my mom. Again, though she doesn't really speak or understand too much English, so I'll have to translate this to her this evening.
You know, you've never brought any baklava or anything in here before.
You know what? I should. You know what? I will. I bring it everywhere. That's sort of my trademark.
I've never had any either.
Yes, you have at the restaurant.
Not homemade.
Not homemade.
We're way off the rails.
We usually eat sorteries.
Becky would also like some as well. Becky producing the show right now.
You have my word. You can hold me to it, but send me an email just to remind me. But I will bring some homemade good stuff here 2 weeks from today.
Excellent.
But very important that I thank these people.
Yeah.
When people do something nice to me, I remember it, and it's just important to be polite to thank people. Now, one final thanks, and just because it's third doesn't mean it's third, to Suzanne Soto Davies, who took a gamble, took a young man's crazy idea, or a young old man that thinks he's young sometimes, crazy idea about Just Ask Bob. Took it to publication, took it to print.
Funny you mention that because you look a lot younger in the picture.
It's an old photo.
It's an old, old photo. And I wasn't, you can see how I arrived today, one of those work days. But it's really important. She took a risk on me. She gave me a trial, so to speak, to start the column. I'm glad people have liked it.
Well, you're welcome, Bobby. And the reason why we took Bobby on is because
Was it because I wouldn't leave you alone?
And very knowledgeable. That's right. And he wouldn't leave us alone.
I wouldn't leave them alone, but obviously it's caught the attention of the good people here at Astral Media, so we've extended it to Just Ask Bob, and one day, hopefully, if there's enough push to this, we may take it to television.
Hey, Take me with you.
Yes.
But triplerincontracting.ca, it's good that you list that right at the end of the, because I can never remember exactly how that goes. It is triple, the word triple, the letter R, INC contracting.ca, which is also listed. And of course, you've got the website, you've got the column, got some newspaper coming up with the spec. And so you're all over the place. And
keeping
of course,
busy.
Most importantly to us, you're here. But no, Suzanne, I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's not only is he knowledgeable about what he does, but he's also that honest guy that everybody's looking for.
Exactly, that reputable, honest guy. I just wanted to mention just for one second that we, in talking with about fraud with seniors, mm-hmm. There is a great government website. It's www.consumerbeware.ca, and that's a government website for a consumer beware list. So whether you are concerned about doing renovations or pet care or furnace repair, whatever the topic is, you can put in the company name. And if they have any fraud done against them, it will show up.
It's funny that you mentioned that.
Excellent.
Because I had written down here, buyer beware. I just hadn't said it out loud yet. But yeah, consumerbeware.ca.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a lot of information out there. There's one that we were asked to put out again by the ESA gentleman that called in. Mm-hmm. 1-800, and catch me if I'm wrong, but you were here when he called it in. 1-800-ESA-SAFE.
Right.
Very important. Anybody at all quoting your electrical work, call 1-800-ESA-SAFE, find out if they're even allowed to be quoting for electrical work. City of Hamilton, City of Burlington, whatever city you live in, contact them. Find out if there's permit requirements, references. Pick
references.
Up my book, the whole
many,
book's
many
about
references.
It.
Many,
yes.
many references.
No, it's
have
true.
To look into
you
them.
Can't
you
get
have
enough
to
references.
Phone. You need to do your homework. And if they recommend for you to look at 3 references, you should call 10 references.
Exactly. Even the worst contractor or the worst phone, you can get it right 3 times.
Mm. That's right.
You need at least a dozen references. Go out and visit some of the jobs.
Or could have 3 family members willing to vouch.
True.
Right. That's right.
Really put a spin on it. Ask your contractor that's, you know, attempting to quote you this work. Ask him if you can go visit a job site. Ask him if one of your past customers will allow you to bring the customers there, look at the chimney, look at the tile, look at the bathroom, have a look at the rec room in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
See what he says to that. I have 12 references on my sheet and also 4 homeowners who have given me permission. Of course, call in and making a proper appointment. I can bring prospective new customers in and they can look at the work. Nothing beats that. Look at it. Would you like me to do this at your home then?
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit about, not just because Suzanne is here, but because I have this magazine in front of me, listing your home for sale. The market is going to start to take off again soon.
Yes.
It's actually getting a little healthier by the day. I was talking to a friend of mine who's in mortgages, and she's busy. It's starting to get busier.
It is.
But one of the things, your column is all about listing your home for sale and some hints on how to give your home's exterior a bit of a facelift, because that is the first impression. When a person drives by, sees a sign on the lawn, they look at the house. If there's something about the outside of the house that's not quite right, they're just going to keep driving. They're not going to want to stop.
Exactly.
Write down the phone number or whatever.
So many people spend money in the wrong ways. I'm trying to help or coach people on what to do in their homes when they're getting ready to list it. Mm. Just give one quick example. Light fixtures. My whole life I've lived in older Hamilton homes. Finally, I've bought a new home. It was my real choosing. Kids, everybody's growing up. We need the space. New homes come with $10, $12 light fixtures on the exterior.
Oh, yeah.
The cheapest light fixtures.
They're
a joke.
Yeah.
I was in Burlington helping a homeowner with some suggestions on improvements. He wants to sell his home. He called me in, and he wanted to spend extraordinary amounts of money on these light fixtures. And I told him, you don't need to. Mm. Clean. Decent, a cheap light fixture, that's all it needs to sell. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're selling. You're
as
not going to enjoy
it. Works.
As long
exactly.
as it works, yeah. as long as it's clean.
Yeah.
It's a waste of money. A $10, $15, even $20 light fixture, it's clean, it's presentable, turns on and off, that's all you need. Anything more than that, you're wasting your money. Buy that one for the home you're going to be moving to.
Yes, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, it's funny that you mention that, because just one of the first things you'll notice if you happen to be driving by and you see that sign, and it's any time after this time of year when the light starts to go early,
yes,
the lights come on. So one of the first things you're going to see are those fixtures. So.
And with homes that have a mailbox, that's what's showing with the light shining. You wouldn't believe how many homes can use a little bit of a facelift with the mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those $10, $20 mailboxes with the rusted lid. It really helps. Spend the money. Put a new mailbox on. Again, a cheap one. It looks nice. This is the first thing somebody sees. Rusty, dingy mailbox and light fixture on the front of the home may, you know, give them a perception of what the rest of the home may be, or a lack of maintenance.
Well, this sounds stupid, but we're Hamiltonians, and quite honestly, this doesn't cost you anything, soap and water.
That, exactly.
You live in Hamilton, you're going to get that kind of dinge on your stuff.
The steel industry, the factories, the soot.
It almost seems like you're talking about people because it works the same way. First impressions count.
Yes.
Oh, no, it's true. It's true.
Soap and water. That's good.
Yeah, that's how I start my day. I don't know about you. Well, we still have a little bit of time here. Anything that we've missed that you you wanted to cover today?
One item, and again, now that it's at Kohl's, because they don't have to physically buy it and have no choice. They can go to the bookstore. They can pick up my book. Look at the index. Look at the index and then judge for yourself as a homeowner. Are these key points? Are these chapters that can help me? Again, the book is a contractor you can bring home to mom.
Right.
Very important with the title that we're bringing respect and respectability back to the industry. White collar, blue collar, never mind this nonsense. No mother out there would first choice think, I want to raise a daughter that's going to bring home a tradesman or a dirty contractor. It doesn't work that way. They want the white collar. This is a $21 billion industry. There's a piece of the pie for everybody. You can be respectful. You can make a lot of money. I mean, look around us, from the beautiful ruins in Athens, Greece, right to the Roman Empire, to the nice tile work outside the studio here. Everything is an art form. There's a lot of respect to be found in home improvements.
And I can say from somebody that has actually read or reviewed the book that there is something for everybody. And if you think you know everything, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I recommend everybody reading it.
There's lots to know. Which is why we have to bring them back every couple of weeks.
Yes, yes.
To tell us more.
If they memorize what's in the book, they will never have a home renovation gone wrong, never get ripped off by the gentleman that's behind bars right now at Barton Detention. It's important. You won't get ripped off. You'll educate yourself, and you know how to capitalize on even the home renovation tax credit.
Suzanne, great to see you. Bobby, we'll see
you
in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Come back anytime.
All right, thank you.
And, don't forget the pastries. All right?
That's a done deal.
Got a big show coming up after the 1 o'clock news with Robin Foley next from Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820.
Capitalize on even the home renovation tax credit.
Suzanne, great to see you. Bobby, we'll see
you
in a couple
of
weeks.
Thank you.
Come back anytime.
All right, thank you.
And, don't forget the pastries. All right?
That's a done deal.
Got a big show coming up after the 1 o'clock news with Robin Foley next from Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820.